broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
It's going to be a great day today. Well, it's going to be hot. And it's going to rain sometimes just to cool us off because the high expected to be about 90 degrees. The winds are southeasterly to south winds. So Plantation Course does not have the protection we like, but it's a fabulous course to play regardless. Partly to mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers today. That's across the state. The only difference is that on the Hilo side, you're going to have winds east to southeasterly rather than the southeasterly to the south winds. And they're only 5 to 15 miles per hour, so it's not going to be that much. We've got a great show for you all lined up. We've got Steve DiMeglio, golf writer for USA Today and Golf Week. He'll be calling in. Tina Scotty, special events coordinator, the Ronald McDonald House Hawaii, so critical in the islands with some of the major hospitals here on Oahu. Folks from the neighbor island bring their kids over. If you've got somebody who has to be hospitalized, a child, where do you stay? At a Ronald McDonald House, and we have one here on Oahu, and Tina has been very innovative in doing her annual golf tournament. We're going to check it out and talk with her. Karen Palacios Jensen, LPGA Master Teaching Professional and creator of Cardio Golf, with some tips about preventing injuries and recovering from them. Eric Onodera, Operations Manager of Bayview Golf Course, and he's got the top tracer on the driving range, and he's been using this time with minimal people on site, you know, and during the closures to really upgrade Bayview with a superintendent. We'll be talking with Eric about what he's doing, and we have gift certificates to give away. And Dave Shedlowski is going to kick off the show, author, golf writer, often for Golf Digest. We'll be back after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Aloha Power Equipment. Two great locations, Sand Island and Waipahu, for all of your power equipment, life-saving generators, lawnmowers, weed whackers, and more. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Futura Stone. Turn your home project, your paving project, your warehouse flooring into artwork. Specializing in natural stones like Brazilian quartzite. Aquapite on-site stormwater source control systems. Interlocking concrete pavers and now polished colored concrete floors. Futura Stone. Only the best. And Creative Plumbing. Starting a new project from the ground up, taking on a complete renovation, replacing your high-rise wastewater system, custom home, townhouse, high-rise, warehouse, or shopping center. Call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And now, Danielle Tucker.
Oh, yeah. On the LPGA, Danielle Kang and Allie McDonald are in a battle. They're tied for number one in the first position at 11 under par. We've got Catherine Kirk, Arya Jutanugarn, Stacey Lewis, Carlotta Chiganda, Megan Kang. They're all looking to try to get those girls. And we've got a fabulous leaderboard, of course, at Zozo Championship with Justin Thomas, 14 under par, Dylan Fratelli, 13 under, with Lanto Griffin, Patrick Cantlay, and Scotty Scheffler there at 12 under with Abraham Anser, Harris English, Bubba Watson, Tyrrell Hatton, Patrick Reed, Tony Finau, and Kevin Kisner and Richie Wrenski. This is quite the leaderboard, and it's interesting to note that when Tiger Woods shot a 74 on the first day, and everybody's like, what in the world is going on with Tiger Woods? And should he just, like, give up the sticks already and just, you know, enjoy what's left of his back for the rest of the years that are coming? Comes back and shoots a 66, but he's still, I don't know, 12 shots back of the lead. So, but he's in the field, and this is a no-cut event. And Dave Shedlowski, Golf World Magazine contributor, author, editor, My Life Well Played, My Stories by Arnold Palmer, collaborator on the book, of course. Golden Twilight with Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, the U.S. Open Official Annual. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dave.
Thank you, Danielle. Pleasure.
Yeah, I need to find out what you're working on now. But before we do that, Tiger Woods, as I mentioned, shoots a 76, not a 74, on Thursday. And, you know, I was wondering, as I said at the Open, should he just prolong his life comfort factor and joy without competitive golf? Because every time he goes out, he really risks hurting himself. The next day, he comes out, shoots a 66, grins at everybody and says, I was just a little off yesterday. I didn't take advantage of the par fives. You know, he's tied for 66, and sometimes I wonder what he's playing for. What are your thoughts on what you saw with Tiger?
Well, I think he's at that point in his career the way Jack was as Jack got older, especially, you know, right about the same age, you know, mid-40s, and that was, you know, Jack didn't really have as much, desire to play for, your average tournament trophy. He'd pretty much done whatever he'd wanted to do. People think Tiger has a lot to play for yet. He's three majors shy of catching Jack. But I think Tiger's in the same place, which is, his health and his age and everything else. He doesn't really have the same desire he did to even, you know, 5-10 years ago. And when you have that, it's not that these guys are necessarily not as good as they once were, but certainly they're not as good every time out as they once were, and they're playing against guys who play all the time. And it's hard to just pick up and try and play golf competitively. Like Tiger is in his, eighth or ninth tournament of the year. He's playing with guys who played 15, 16 times. Even in the COVID era, they played at least that many now this year. You can't compete against that unless you've got everything working for you. And you could be Tiger Woods or Jack Nicklaus or whomever. It's just not going to be, you're not going to be as effective as a competitor playing occasionally against guys who are younger and play all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. One person was suggesting that maybe Tiger in the first day was practicing for the Masters because he was hitting a draw all the time. You know, why? Well, that's a possibility. He doesn't really have anything. Maybe he said he'd play Houston, depending on how he does this week. What do you think?
I don't think he will.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. What is he playing for this week? Well, he's the defending champion, and you defend the title if you can. And so he's there, and at Sherwood, where he's had great success. But I think that first round illustrates my point. He can't just roll off the couch and shoot 66 at Sherwood. He did in the second round, but he'd already had a round under his belt. That first round, that 76, that proved that he just can't show up. Even on a course that's 7,000 yards, which is pretty short today, he can't do it. And that's nothing against Tiger. It's no criticism of him. He just hasn't played that much. So how can you expect to compete on a PGA Tour course when you don't compete as much, as little as he has?
Yeah, and he's the first one to say, I can't practice.
I need reps.
I need reps. But I can only do so much. I can't even practice putting because it hurts my back. And I mean, yeah. I know this from personal experience. One of the hardest things, people always say this, but if you've got a back issue, you know that practicing putting, you might as well just, put yourself in a stretcher for the next couple of days.
Oh, that's true.
As you try to stretch out that muscle that's going, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Look, we love Tiger. We love seeing him play. And even when he doesn't play well, you want to see him play. Doug Ferguson from the Associated Press at one point said it. This was many years ago, actually, and Tiger wasn't in contention in a certain tournament. And one member of the media was like, I don't get it. What are all these people out here doing following Tiger? He's 10 back or whatever the heck he was. And Doug Ferguson responded, look, he's Babe Ruth. People want to watch Babe Ruth. And that's what Tiger is he is a Babe Ruth kind of character, athlete. People want to see greatness regardless. And we still want to see that, so we still want to see him play. It's just that we don't get to see, you know, today's Babe Ruth be Babe Ruth all the time. It's kind of a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
That's part of getting old, and that's what it is.
Yeah, and I thought there's a part of me that goes, well, you know, we gave up on him once, and he came back, and we gave up on him again, and then we came back, and then maybe we give up on him, he's going to come back, and it's not realistic. He's going to maybe
right.
have great rounds and maybe even win again, but he's not going to be the Tiger Woods that was in his prime. It's just not possible. But a lot of us just
correct.
Don't want to think, you know, who wants to think they're getting old with Tiger?
Exactly. Look, I still wanted to watch Jack Nicklaus when he was 60 years old because that was Jack Nicklaus. That was the Babe Ruth before, you know, Tiger,
yes.
you know, version of Babe Ruth in golf. And before that, it was Arnold. And before that, it was Ben Hogan. And you always want to see the greats. Even if they're not as great as they once were, they're still great.
So, exactly. Yeah. No doubt. No
they're still
doubt.
Great.
And you know, when you 83 victories, and when you look at his stats on his, you know, missed cuts, yes, there are people who are doing things that he did, and they're joining him in that the short list of you know, the best and the record holder. And at the same time, there are things that I just don't see anybody breaking the miscut. What has he missed? He's missed 15, maybe 17 cuts in his entire.
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's
less
ridiculous.
Than. I think it's 20 or fewer. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's
pretty amazing.
It is, and we were lucky to see him play that way, and we were really lucky people. Speaking of, you know, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, they and others want distance dialed back. They, you know, they're talking about the ball. Being the big problem. Jack has been talking about this for 20 years. I think, frankly, it's just as much the shaft and the clubhead size. But at this point, some people are saying, you know, it's all the old guys who want it dialed back. Does it really matter anymore? Is it too late?
Yes. That's the short answer. It is too late. Because what are you going to do? Are you going to tell... I mean, there's a part of you that knows this to be fact, which is, and I wrote this just yesterday in a response to people talking about why does Jack want to roll back the ball, golf ball? You know, he was one of the longest hitters. Look, you could play with a rolled-up sock, and the longest hitters will always be the longest hitters, even with a rolled-up sock. So it's not necessarily that the long hitters don't understand. You know, what they're giving up, because they're really not. They'll still be the longest. What we're seeing now is we're seeing this confluence of factors, and you mentioned shaft and clubhead. You're looking at launch angle. You're looking at fitness. You're looking at all these different things that now are coming together to bring us Bryson DeChambeau and people who will follow in his wake. And golf can't exist as we know it if this is the way it's going to be. They have to. I think at this point they just have to say they're going to put a lid on it, if nothing else. I don't even think that they can talk about a rollback, but at some point they're going to have to draw a line in the sand and stay there.
Yeah.
And I think we have reached that point.
But the USGA and the RNA, they continue to study. How long have they been studying the issue? But let's go to Bryson.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. But let's go to Bryson. He's not playing Zozo at Sherwin, but he's great. You know, even when he's not playing, he does something that puts him in the spotlight. He hits a 400-yard carry, mind you, folks. This is a carry. It didn't nothing rolling. It was 403 with the roll. It pretty much stopped. 400 yards. The drive.
Right.
Without, and
yes.
Then he goes on to say, I wasn't using the 43-inch shaft. So, you
right,
know.
Right, the 48 inch shaft.
Excuse me, 40.
Yeah. No, that's okay. But you're right. He wasn't even using the shaft that he might use at Augusta. Yeah, 401-yard carry, 212 ball speed.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yes.
Phil Mickelson will tell you that once you get past about 180, 185 ball speed, you really lose control, so you have to question, can Bryson effectively hit a drive and keep it on the planet with 212-yard ball speed, who knows? I mean, nobody really has proven to be able to do that, or otherwise we would see long drive champions playing golf, professional golf. But it is an astounding number to say 401 carry for a PGA Tour professional. What will that look like in tournament conditions? And I guess we're going to find out, and this is one more alarm bell, I think, that's going to go off here if we see Augusta rendered obsolete, even at what? Now they're at almost 7,500 yards, or they are with the latest changes. Man, that's a lot of golf course, but we'll see.
Well, I know somebody said in a headline, and I unfortunately never got back to reading the article, that there's some rule at Augusta that would make Bryson DeChambeau's plan illegal. Do you know what they were talking about?
Well, there is one rule at Augusta that will certainly make things a little bit more difficult on the short game aspect, and that is the green reading books at Augusta do not have the level of detail and so forth that most green reading books on PGA tours have. So he's going to be handicapped by the fact that Augusta's not giving out the same kind of information you're going to get at Zozo or anywhere else. So that is going to be a handicap not only for Bryson but for everybody. And then, of course, Augusta is looking at perhaps making it so that if you purposely hit it into another fairway or so forth, they may say that's an interior out of bounds.
Oh,
and that's not unheard of, but I don't think they're going to do it. But I know that has been a discussion among some people, though not necessarily Augusta itself. So, I mean, there are things that Augusta can do, and certainly Augusta has the property to do whatever else they want to the golf course. And they might indeed have a tournament golf ball down the road. You never know. They are the one who could do it, and people would still show up and play and say, oh, this is the ball, okay. Whereas if you go to the U.S. Open or the British Open and you've got to use one ball, they'd say, well, maybe I don't want to go play that, even though it's a major.
You're right. Augusta could do it. Yeah, and, you know, there's that that rumor that underneath Augusta National, there is a forest of trees that they have growing that they can just bring up on an elevator, right? And maybe there's even like a runway where they can just open it up and then bring out this large whole fairway, just extend it.
Yeah. Well, and look, that very few golf courses have the capabilities, technology, technologically that Augusta has to dry out the greens, dry out the fairways with the sub-air systems and so forth. So, I mean, they could really make that golf course, I don't want to say unplayable, but they could put it in a range where they would think they were playing a very severe U.S. Open. And maybe that is that. If that's what it takes to protect the golf course, then that's just one more reason to do something about the golf ball.
Exactly.
Even if it's just to cap it, not roll it back, just cap it. Say no farther. If you want to try and hit it farther with, you know, your physical fitness or whatever, fine. But to not make this golf ball. And look, they could do other things that are pretty easy. If you could reduce the size of the club head of a driver, and you could even say a tee can only be, you know, so high, 2 inches, as opposed to 3 1/4 or whatever, you know, they want to use right now. I mean, there's a lot of things they could do at a certain tournament that would discourage distance without changing the ball.
Local rules.
Correct. Very local. And I love that little comment you made about 90 degrees hot. I mean, we've got football weather here in Ohio. I take the 90 degrees. I'm sorry. It sounds lovely.
To us, the heat with the humidity is like you walk around in, you know, I don't know. It's not a dry heat.
Yeah, but that's a local rule I could get behind.
Okay.
Local rule of 90 degrees.
So what is Dave Shedlovsky, Golf Digest?
You want to know what I'm working on? We're working on Masters stuff. We're going to talk about, you know, we're going to write a story here in the very near future about Rory McIlroy. And is this the time for him to win the Masters? He gets 2 shots within 6 months. That's kind of cool, 5 months even. with a November Masters and then another April.
Yeah.
So that might be good for Rory, who needs just the Masters to win the career Grand Slam. And there's some other little things we're going to talk about, some CBS golf coverage with the Masters and with what they had to do to in the COVID era to do that 11-week stretch they did when golf came back in the summer. There were some interesting things that they had to do to get back on the air and do so safely and have contingency plans. So yeah. Things like that. We're looking forward to doing some fun writing.
Yes, and how about a book?
Well, you know, I've got like six in the fire, but nothing that's moving to the top of the list right now, so I can't really talk about it until it gets out of the fire and we start actually writing it. But yeah, there's basically four or five, six ideas that are out there. There is a Masters theme book. I can't say more than that we'd like to do. We have a publisher. We just need to, you know, sort of get out of this COVID era and be able to start working on that. And there's a few other things that history book wise. There's always fun things to do. That's why I always tell people I'll never retire. I'm 58 years old. And I'm not going to retire. My brother's like, hey, I'm going to retire next year when I'm 60. Great. You know what? Writers don't retire.
No.
You just keep writing.
You just keep writing, and that's the good thing.
Exactly.
I really enjoyed your article about Mike Davis leaving the USGA and going into
thanks.
The golf world. That was, we should cover that someday because all these things don't get old. They just come back, and if you don't have the background, you don't know what's going on. This is Dave Shedlovsky, Golf World Magazine contributor, author, editor, and he'll be back again, I surely hope. Thank you so much, Dave.
It's always lovely joining you, Danielle. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come
Aloha.
Back. We've got Eric Nodera, general manager of the Bayview Golf Course. He's been working so hard to do so much. We'll be back right after this. Eric Onodera, General Manager, Bayview Golf Course. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
While the tourists are away, Waikiki hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture is scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, coa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokuea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Eric Onodera, General Manager, Bayview Golf Course. I spend a lot of time at Bayview when I'm not recovering. And welcome into the clubhouse, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to have you in the clubhouse. You have a new superintendent of golf. What's his name?
Yeah, we brought in Rich Josui. He used to be the superintendent at our neighbor course over at Royal Hawaiian for quite a while.
Yeah, and, you know, I got to tell you, when you first came on at Bayview, when it was under new ownership, having been at Bayview for so long, going to teach the kids and having a great time on the course, the first change I saw was that, you know, that huge stand of banana and other trees that was between one and two? It was completely eliminated. I went, oh, where did the trees go? Wait a minute. That really opens up the viewplane. That was a very good idea. So what are go ahead.
The whole idea with the new owners, they really wanted to open up the golf course, you know, more visually and also make it a lot easier for our guests to play the course. Before, it used to feel very claustrophobic, you can say. So just made it, you know, way more visually appealing and way easier to play than how it used to be.
Yeah, except for number two, it's still not easy to get on the green. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Unfortunately, there's not too much we can do for number two, but we still have plans for it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna add a little pot bunker to prevent the ball from rolling off the side and going into the stream right adjacent to it.
Oh, good! what an excellent idea! It's like, don't go there. When I was looking at the green book for Bayview Golf Course and I saw the little landing spot, I went, oh, that's why I'm always in trouble. So tell us what the general idea is. Are you trying to bring it back to where it was originally designed to be?
Yeah, so a lot of the bunkers, you know, over the years and with the different ownerships, they completely eliminated the old bunkers. So that's definitely in the works. We already added two holes so far, number 9 and number 10. The plan is currently is for us to have at least one bunker per hole, you know, just to give a little bit more of a golf course aesthetic and feel. And then just to break up the colors, you know, especially in Carnioli with all the rain, you get a lot of green. So
yeah.
It would be nice to see all the different colors.
Yeah. And so you've done a lot, speaking of the green, on the greens. What have you done?
So as far as the greens, we're currently expanding a lot of them, actually make them a little bit bigger, so it'll be easier to hit those greens. We have a great fertilizer program, herbicide program, fungicide program in the works that we work with Rob over at Nutrien with. Also bringing in Rich from Royal Hawaiian, he's implementing his programs. So it's just the course is just getting better and better every day. We're also working on tee boxes and the fairways. So the fairways are recovering and they're coming out great. So I expect the fairways to be completely healed probably by at least summer of next year.
Wow. You know, and what about this drought that we've had? I mean, everybody is having a hard time with the drought across the state. Although this morning at 5 a.m., you know, there were rocks on Farrington Highway on the leeward coast, and they had to close the highway to clean it up. It was pouring, it was flooded, and we're getting a lot of... Yesterday, I looked, when I was doing traffic, I looked at the cameras, and it was socked in Kaneohe, getting a lot of rain now. But how is that affecting your plans, the dryness?
Dryness? It's definitely easier to maintain a course with it being drier. You know, all we have to do is really just turn on our irrigation. We did add irrigation on our driving range to help, you know, promote more growth out there on the range because that irrigation has been broken for God knows how long now. so we got the irrigation going on the range, so that promoted a lot of growth. Now we just got to get through this wet season because I'm sure it's going to be a we're going to get a lot of rain. We're going to see a lot of more days like yesterday throughout the remaining of this wintertime.
Yeah, yeah. But the just the verticutting of the greens, it really makes a huge difference what you're doing. And what are you doing with the fairways? Did you reseed the fairways?
Yeah, so we treated the fairways, so we tried to get all that kilo grass and broadleaf out. And then we came back and reseeded the fairways and also just came up with a better fertilizing program and also getting a lot of the irrigation to work out in the fairways. Everything just to promote growth and for that Bermuda to take over.
Excellent, excellent. And on the back nine, all the ponds and what have you, how are you taking care of those? That must be a huge labor-intensive job.
Yeah, so during this last stay-at-home order, unfortunately, golf courses still need to be maintained. the grass and the trees don't take a break, even though we all have to stay home.
Right.
So during that time, we started clearing out the streamway along number 11 and hole number 12. So we're basically done with hole number 11. So now that tee shot on that particular hole is definitely a lot wider. The fairway is much bigger now. So again, just trying to make the golf course a lot more accessible and easier for our guests.
And open view planes. The view.
Absolutely.
If you've never been to Bayview, it's a wonderful golf course. It's so much fun. It's a great practice course. So many different shots can be made. Dean Wilson grew up learning golf and all the different shots on Bayview. And when you go on the back nine, it's just a whole different world. You have no idea what the bay looks like in Kaneohe until you're there. It's like, it's an amazing, amazing place to be. And I just love your golf course. And I am so thrilled that you, Eric Onodera, and the new owners have taken such pride in bringing this golf course back to the way it should be. And it's becoming, just takes time. So, kudos to it's just inspiring to your new owners. So thank you so much for all you're doing. The driving range with the Top Tracer, has it caught on?
I feel like it's definitely picking up steam. We have added a concession stand, so we partnered up with Talon Anderson. He's part of the First Tee of Hawaii. Him and his team they took over the concession stand over on the range, and also we have one called the Turn over at the golf side. So we're just trying to up that experience over at the range. So not just adding the Top Tracer, we're adding food service, food and drink service. Now, in the works, we do have a liquor license in place. So hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to serve a little bit more adult drinks.
Yay!
In the evening. Yeah. So to kind of grow the game, kind of like how Topgolf is doing around the world, that's the whole idea we want to bring over to Bayview.
That's wonderful. And there's a restaurant now upstairs, the Bayview Bar and Bistro. Is it open or is it takeout?
Yes. But they just reopened this past week. So they revamped their food menu. They do have a takeout throughout the day, but they also have the restaurant open and they close at 10 with the current mandate.
Excellent. Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that's happening at Bayview. It's terrific, and there's lots of things. If you're looking for sports equipment, there's always the sports place where you can buy equipment, everything from soccer to golf,
yep.
Right? And then is the chicken still being sold? That great. It always smells so delicious driving in the front.
Yeah, so that's part of the restaurant as well. So during this time, they are serving their takeout food to that hula hula chicken
stand.
So, yeah, so that brought in a lot of traffic for sure. Everyone's smelling that delicious chicken.
Yeah, see, there's so much to do at Bayview. In addition to what is that called? When you get on the little, goodness gracious, Danielle, you've just lost your mind. You have a place where you can play outdoor, the putting fun and...
Oh, the mini putt, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, mini putt.
Mini putt, and then that you glide across the way, it's... You know, when you sit on the little chair and you fly down...
Oh, the zip line?
Thank you.
Yeah, the zip line. Yeah, yeah.
Some things can be said in such a short time. Another thing, you know, try to explain that. Zip line, yes. So
yeah, zip line. That's... So funny thing about that zip line, it's the first zip line in the state of Hawaii is over there.
Yeah. And so
the first ever one built, yeah.
It's fun for kids because it's not really, really long, so they, you know, it's perfect. And then there's putting. It's just everything. Everything's right at Bayview. And this is Eric Onodera, the general manager of the Bayview Golf Course. Is there anything I left out that you wanted to talk about?
No, that's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay, good. Because we're going to give away.
Yeah.
Do you want to give a hint? Because I want everyone to be happy. So, are there more? Let's see. Are there more bunkers on 9 than 10?
There are more bunkers on hole number 9 than 10.
Okay. Thank you very much. So that's a hint when we give away our next gift certificate for Bayview Golf Course. Our first winner. He knew where those bunkers were. He absolutely knew. He was so excited. He goes, you know, I play Bayview. Is it okay for me to play this? Yeah, I said, of course it is.
Of course.
Yes, of course. Eric Onodera is general manager at Bayview Golf Course, and you've really got to get over there and have a good time. How's the weather this morning?
Weather today is perfect. Compared to yesterday, 100%
better. 100%
better.
So 8:36, 9:20, 10:30, 11 o'clock, those are the tee times that I know that are open, or at least they were when I started the show. So give them a call. What is the number, Eric?
247-0451.
247-0451. Got to have a tee time. That's part of the rules to the opening, right?
Correct, yeah. So guarantee a cart and make sure we can get you out on a decent time. Please make a tee time.
Please make a tee time. 247-0451 is the number to call. Eric, thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk to Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, lead instructor for Golf Channel, and she is Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainer, the only LPGA professional on the list. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
For your Bayview Golf Course gift certificate, which hole, 9 or 10, has more bunkers? Which hole at Bayview? All you have to do is call 808-545-1111.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor.
out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator, LPGA Master Teaching Professional, the only LPGA professional on the list, the Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers list, and lead instructor for Golf Channel. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, I love to be on your show.
Ah, you're wonderful. When did you make Cardio Golf TV, and what is it?
Yeah, you know, it just happened this year. It started in January. It happened, actually, I got this all together before the pandemic started, and then in March, you know, it kind of hit, and it just took off. So Cardio Golf is a completely online golf fitness subscription. You go on there, and then you can just follow along and do golf and fitness. So whether you're a total beginner or you're a seasoned golfer, there's workouts for you. I have a couple of pieces of equipment that I use that you know of. You know, my short practice club, and it's short, Danielle, so that you can swing inside. You're not going to hit the ceilings or the walls. And then my slope, which simulates a fairway for those uphill and downhill lies that we have on the golf course, but there's nowhere ever to practice them. And it also doubles as a fitness platform. So we do tons of exercises to build cardio, endurance, strength, balance, stability.
It's wonderful. I love them. Before we go any further, Karen Palacios Jensen, Dan Jensen is her husband, retired American speed skater, remember? Multiple world champion and the favorite at the Winter Olympics for years. He broke the 10 Olympic jinx when he won a gold medal in his final race, the 1,000 meter in the 1994 Winter Games. And Dan uses the slope in his workout exercises.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I'm very impressed that you know the entire story. That's great. And yeah, Dan is a fitness trainer now. He works with a lot of NASCAR drivers because we live in North Carolina, NASCAR country, and some golfers, some high school kids. And he uses that, the slope, it's not just for golfers. It's to build strength, endurance, and balance. And so if you go, just Google cardio golf or go to cardiogolf.com and you'll see a bunch of different ways that you can use that slope.
Now, we talk about exercising. There's those of us who are injured or we've been injured and we're kind of getting better. We've been exercise, you know, routine regulars for years, and then this injury happens. And we want to get back, but there's a part of us, and I'm speaking from personal experience, it's like, oh, dear, is it time? Am I okay? Coming back from injuries, tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, and it's really difficult during this time now because a lot of people are afraid to even leave their house and go to the doctors, go to physical therapists. So they might have an injury, but they're not really sure if it's bad or how to rehab, and they're not doing anything about it. So I would say the number one thing right now, if you're dealing with an injury, is to first of all find out what is the problem. Because there's probably a solution, and you could probably do some physical therapy. Don't be afraid to go to a physical therapist during this time. It's so important. There's ways to protect yourself from COVID. The second thing is, it's probably, as you know, it's more of a mental thing, because the injury is probably going to get better unless, you know, you don't take care of it. But mentally, we're kind of afraid maybe to hit balls because it might hurt, or you're changing your swing up. So there's always ways to go around injuries. For example, I actually hurt my wrist a couple weeks ago. I fell when I was hiking, my right wrist. So lately, I've actually just been putting with my left hand, chipping with my left hand, because it kind of hurts to put my right hand on it. So I'm still doing some skills. I'm still getting out there. I'm still teaching golf, but I'm not using my right wrist, letting it heal. So there are still ways to practice your golf. And, you know, if you have an injury, what sort of injury did you have, Danielle? What were you dealing with?
Oh, well, it's the back in an automobile accident. So
Oh.
it's I've seen all the professionals, And, you know, they're telling me, okay, let's do some plank, but only go as far as you can, because I was in a very rigorous bar method program. I love your bar. But I haven't done my bar since March. And I'm online now, and I want to do it, and I think I can do it. I think I can do part of it. I certainly can do the warm-up. But you're right about the mental part. There's a part of my brain that's fearful.
Right. So that's what you have to deal with. A lot of visualization, just, you know, being positive is going to help you get through this. But you're doing the right things. Just do what you can do without hurting. Because you don't want to work through some pain because you might be making it worse. So just do the warm-up, and if that's all you can do right now, you're healing, you're getting better. Injuries take time to heal. And then if you are patient and you do the right things, see the physical therapist like you're doing, it's going to get better. But, and also right now might be a good time for you to work on other aspects, like your visualization part of the game. Also, a really good thing to work on is maybe just work a little bit more on your diet because you're not being able to move as much.
Mm.
So having a good diet is going to make you feel better about yourself that you're not moving at all.
A lot of us may be like, oh, there's no room in the house. I can't make room in the house.
Wait a minute, right?
Yes, you can. You know, I'll be able to find room to do this. It's not difficult, and there's room for a slope, and there's room for the shorty club. And
exactly.
You know, the slope I was watching, you even have a junior slope.
We do. It's great for kids. Right now, gym class is not going on. Kids aren't getting. They can go up and down, they can go side to side, they can do balance exercises, and like I said, it's designed like a fairway so you can rehearse those uphill and downhill lies. That there's nowhere to practice those on the driving ranges. The driving ranges are beautiful, they're completely flat. No one has really designed a fairway, like a fairway with rolling hills and things like that, so this way you can do it at home. And you just watch the videos and you can go along and learn how to hit those different shots.
Yeah, it was great watching the young, the model. And he was, doing the balance. And I thought that is perfect because balance is a big part of anybody's recovery. You know, being in balance, I believe.
Right, and people just assume that kids are good at everything, that they're good at balance, that they have flexibility naturally, and really they don't. You need to develop those things. So the younger you can start your kids to do some agility and balance exercises, the better it's going to be for them in the long run, and it helps them build a base that they can use for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and as you get older, balance becomes even more critical. Like even if you're standing and brushing your teeth, stand on one leg. That's a good way to start.
Right. You have to seek out certain exercises of movements that we don't typically do during the day. Typically, we move forward and maybe a little bit backwards. We hardly ever go side to side or balance. So, when you can, practice going side to side. Practice standing on one leg. It's really going to help you, especially, as you get older. Like, for example, I was hiking and I tripped. I think because I'm in pretty good shape, I kind of caught myself, and I landed a little bit on my hand instead of on my head. So, things like that can save you in the long run.
Yes, absolutely. Now, prevention of injuries, so that we don't have to, deal with the recovery from injuries. In golf, we hear so much today about, Jason Day had to withdraw because of his back. Tiger Woods has back. Brooks Koepka has knee, and then,
unfortunately, Danielle, golf is not really conducive for the body. I mean, there's so much twisting, and these guys are swinging the club, at 115, 120 miles an hour, and it puts a lot of stress on their bodies. So, that maybe doesn't apply to all of us, but anything that you do repetition over and over again, is you have potential of getting injury. So you have to balance out your muscles. So if you want to start a golf fitness program, first you need to know where your weaknesses and strengths are so that you can build your weaknesses up and not just do your strengths. Otherwise, you're going to create imbalances and that also can cause swing faults. So finding out where you need to exercise. For example, you know, this is kind of a generalization, but men tend to be tight in their upper body and chest, so they need to do flexibility exercises. Women tend to be a little bit weaker, but they're flexible, so they need to do more strengthening exercises. That's just a generalization, but that it just makes the point that you need to find a good program to follow to help balance out your muscles.
Excellent. Another thing is weight training is important for women. I've been told that. Is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I would say weight-bearing exercises is probably one of the most important things a woman can do because, first of all, it builds muscle to make you stronger so that you're, feel better, but also it helps your bones. When you strength train, it actually fortifies your bones, and, you know, as we get older, it's easier to get tendonitis. And one of your very own Hawaiians, Kiana, Tom, I think that's her name, she's like, I don't know, close to 60s, and she's been weightlifting her entire life. And she looks amazing because she's been keeping up with those weights the entire time. She's a great model for anybody that wants to start to get into fitness.
It's perfect. Let's say I'm, you know, in my case, I'll be very specific. In my case, I don't necessarily want to start with weights, even a pound of weights, because of what it will, I just can feel the tension in my spine. But
right, yeah.
I've heard that if you just tighten your hands, you can do let's see, what is it called? Danielle? Yes, isometrics.
Isometric exercises. Yeah, and you can't do right now. You can't do squats. You can't do bend overs. You can't do things. But you could do some wrist exercises. You could take a few, a pound or two, and do some wrist rotation and wrist rolls and maybe a few shoulder exercises just to keep that upper body strength up, even though, you know, you can't do heavy lifting or bending over or squats, things like that. You can still do some things to help strengthen in other parts of your body as well. So you just have to go around it, you know, and my best recommendation is to see a professional because they can put a program out for you. The next best thing is Cardio Golf. You can go on there and you can do a little fitness screen. If you're healthy, you can find out what you should be working on and then follow along my program.
It's excellent. CardioGolf.com and on Facebook, it's Cardio Golf. At Cardio
Correct.
Golf, and it's really cool because there's lots of different videos, and you can watch, you can find out more, and then you can go to cardiogolf.com, and you could do that evaluation, fitness evaluation, and so much is available through Cardio Golf, the cardiovascular endurance, mobility, stability, flexibility, power and strength, speed, coordination, agility, balance, accuracy, all of these things, not only keeping your body fit, but working on your golf game at the same time. It's perfect. It's the best. And the shorty club for yourself or for the kids, and definitely the slope, because the slope, going side to side, that's such a good point, that we don't do side to side. And those are really important muscles to keep the hips comfortable.
Yes, and, you know, right now you can go on there and get a 7-day subscription for free. So you can browse and look through all of it and check it out and see if you like it and do it for free.
7 days free. This is at cardiogolf.com. And this is Karen Palacios Jensen, Cardio Golf and Cardio Golf TV creator. That's TV. LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Lead Instructor for Golf Channel, and Golf Digest Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainer. The only LPGA professional on that list. I am so proud of you. You are such an amazing woman. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, as always.
Aloha. We're going to come back after this, and we've got Tina Scotti, Special Events and Grants Manager at the Ronald McDonald House Charities. probably one of, you know, we underestimate the value when people need to get the kids, you know, we're, think of Lanai, okay? Just COVID has taken over. I don't know, it was over 60 cases yesterday. Who knows what it is today? Some of those are children. And what if they need medical care that can't be available on Lanai? Maybe they have to come to Oahu. Where do the parents go? Where are the parents going to stay so they can be close to the child, so the child isn't frightened by the whole thing? They're scared anyway. Well, that's what Ronald McDonald Houses are all about, getting the parents and children as close as possible together so that they can be close to their kids. And it doesn't cost anything for them to stay there when their children need medical care that's not available on their island. So we'll talk with Tina Scotti, Special Events and Grants Manager of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, about what she's doing to make sure that she can do all the fundraisers this year. It's been very difficult, but she is an innovator. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain, not doing anything about it? Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company expert. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KPUA Hilo, KORL YNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo.
Ah, here's the local rules. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
In the clubhouse now, we're bringing in Tina Scotti. She is the special events coordinator at the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Take a swing for families. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Big D. Good to talk to you again, my dear.
You are so energetic. I just love it. Okay, so tell me. What I know we're in the midst. Are we gonna end in October? Are we gonna continue on into November? What are we doing?
We are gonna end it up. So this is gonna be our final week of play for our virtual tournament. We did have to postpone it a couple times, but August 30th is gonna be our drop dead date. So we've got one more week for players to be able to play at any course, any day, any time. It's only a $100 registration fee. We will send out any, like we're going to send them a swag bag. It's going to have a scratch card off on it. It's going to have longest drive. It's going to have closest to the pin scratch-off cards. So what we're doing is creating a virtual team for the players. So they will send in a copy, gentlemen's game, going to be a copy of any course that they've gone out to. We're going to give them an 18-hole scratch-off fantasy card, which will give them their second player. And then their third player, what we're doing to create the final player on their team, is going to be pulling a PGA Pro from the Masters, from the 2019 Masters fourth round. And that completes their whole team and puts them on the leaderboard.
Wow. So, okay, let's back up here just a second. We're going to end on October 30th, right?
Correct.
That's the last October 30th, so we have a week. Okay, and so this is in place of we had at the Top Tracer. That was one of the things that you did. So that
was the first stage, yes.
That was the first stage. Because isn't your annual golf tournament one of your biggest fundraisers?
It is. And we only have two a year. One is the golf and one is the gala. And both have had to be canceled.
Right. So instead of doing it as a big group of 200 people going out, shotgun, scramble, format, whatever, we had first at Top Tracer, people could go in, and then they won prizes, depending on their score, playing Harbortown. Now, this aspect of it is, let's say you're on the Big Island, and you send Ronald McDonald House $100, and that's your entry fee, and then you pay your green fee at whichever course you want to play. Then you take your scorecard, and you take a photo of that, and you can either text it or email it or snail mail it, however you want to get it, to the Ronald McDonald House. And that enters you into the competition to be the victor. But your team is made up of yourself and who else are... It is a PGA professional PGA Tour professional.
So we pull a random pro player. And then your other player is going to be your 18-hole fantasy scratch-off card.
Oh, okay. So so you send that scratch-off card, right?
Yep. And we send them a little swag goodie bag that's got some Ronald McDonald stuff in it. It's got some McDonald's coupons from all of our owner-operators that are around the island. And then... it's got a scratch-off card. So it's going to have an 18-hole fantasy scratch-off, and then we've also got contests for longest drive and closest to the pin. But since we can't be in person, we did it as a scratch-off and made it fair for everyone.
That's great.
So they've got to take a picture of that, too.
That's great. So they sent a picture of that, too. So you're playing, and you're having a wonderful day. So this is phase two on the golf course, and you can... take your pick, whichever course you love, wherever you play best. We all have our favorites because of that. Any day, anytime, anywhere. And you can be you can register as a sponsor or as an individual. Tell us.
Yep, that's correct. So sponsorships are being hosted at Hawaii Prince Golf Course. So you can go out there, same thing, be able to play. We've got your bags. We've got your scratch-off cards. So sponsorships are out there, and then anything that's going to just be for individual players, we have that as well. $100.
Are you still looking for sponsorships?
We can put sponsorships out on the course. Yep, for the last week.
For the last week. How would they do that?
They either need to go to our website, ronaldhousehawaii.org. Or they can go and get more information on our Facebook group page, which is RMHC Hawaii 2020 Virtual Golf Event. Or they can call 741-4988, and I can get them all the information in their hands that they need.
Great. The number is 741-4988. 741-4988. Get more information there. Or ronaldhousehawaii.org. Or Ronald House. Tell us what the Facebook page is again.
It's RMHC Hawaii 2020 Virtual Golf Event.
Wow.
So long. Okay. I have a cup of coffee for that one.
Okay. So you can go there. And then all proceeds support the Ronald McDonald House Charities, the programs which create a home away from home for families with critically ill children. Tell us, how is the home being operated right now?
So we have been an essential business. Pediatric cancer does not take a break for any type of, you know, crisis, unfortunately. So we still have families that are coming to us. It is on a limited capacity. We are completely, you know, COVID compliant as far as making sure our families live with masks. They have to, you know, so for them, they're laughing at us that they finally have, you know, that we have to endure what they always have to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, it's coming home. We're not at full capacity just yet, based on the guidelines and stuff like that. But we've got families in house and we are still there for them.
Yeah.
Always will be 3-5 days a year.
Yeah. And then
it's going to be from all islands and any of the Pacific Rim islands as well.
That's what Ronald McDonald House does for our community. And it's so critical for our neighbor islands, for Kauai and Maui and the Big Island and Lanai and Molokai, where, you know, sometimes they don't have the kind of medical care that the child needs. It's only available at, let's say, Kapiolani Women's and Children's Hospital. And so where do the parents, where do they go, you know? And I in my intro, I was talking about, you know, Lanai, or what if a child gets very sick and has to go to the hospital? And Pacific Rim, where are the children coming from those, you know, which islands in the Pacific Rim?
Oh, any. Even from the mainland, you know, but it's New Zealand, it's Samoa, it's all the Pacific Rim islands.
Wow.
So most families, it's either a critical serious injury or it's they're coming for treatment. And so a lot of the families are medevaced over in a heartbeat. They haven't had time to pack their bags. They don't have anything with them. They are coming over for an emergency situation. They haven't thought about where to stay, how they're going to get around, anything like that. All they're focused on is the health, you know, and well-being of their child. And we pick up everything else. We provide meals. We provide transportation, a place for them to stay, a warm bed, laundry services. We have volunteers right now. We're not allowed to have guest families or chefs come into the house to prepare the food, you know, for the meals. Normally we do. But now we're just asking for gift cards for donations for, you know, meals to be dropped off at the house or anything like that, because, you know, obviously we just can't do that just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But anything like that that can help our families, it's definitely something that we would appreciate.
The number is 741-4988. So the Ronald McDonald House annual golf fundraiser couldn't happen in the normal way golf fundraisers happen. So the 29th annual golf classic for the Ronald McDonald House was virtual, all virtual. First phase was open to anyone who wanted to have fun at Bayview Golf Course using the Top Tracer technology and their virtual golf consoles playing Harbortown. The second phase goes until next week Friday, and that would be October 30th. The second phase is on the golf course of your choice, any day, anytime, anywhere. Participants register as a sponsor or as an individual. You compete against one another. You photograph your scorecards, and then you text them, email, or mail them to the RMHC Hawaii. So sponsorships are available. You can go to Hawaii Prints, and all proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House Charities programs, which create a home away from home for families with critically ill children who are in the hospital, so those families have easy access to get to their children. Thank you so much for doing this. This is a fabulous event. Thank you. If you are going to participate, thank you. If you have participated, really appreciate your love and your giving at this time, really important time. Thank you so much for being on the show with us. Tina Scotty is the Special Events and Grants Manager.
You are so awesome. Thank you, Danielle. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And we've got to put this out on all of our social media platforms so people know that it's almost, I thought you'd extend it. I don't know why.
Oh, we have. We have three times already going through October, but we're getting ready for, I've turned our gala into a virtual gala. So that's going to be November 22nd. So we've got to move on to that. We've postponed golf, you know, enough times. We've got to pop up that leaderboard. We've got some great, you know, golf package prizes that we need to give away and get into the hands of our winners out there.
Excellent. And I hope you'll be on the show to talk about your gala. Thank you so much for being on the air with us this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha, Tina. We're going to come back. Steve DeMeglio, Senior Writer, Golf Week and USA Today. You know, when Tiger Woods is playing, he's following. And when Tiger Woods is answering questions, he's asking them. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The Bayview Golf Course in beautiful Kaneohe is Hawaii's best value in golf. Perfect for a group of friends, business clients, a party, or a tournament. Try our new double-deck Top Tracer driving range located on Kaneohe Bay Drive, minutes from town. Go to BayviewHawaii.com now or call us at 247-0451 extension 1 to book your round. There's good grinds and drinks upstairs. Bayview, your new home away from home. Check BayviewHawaii.com.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Flood, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company expert. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Hey, a shout out to Steve on Maui. Congratulations. You are our winner at Bayview, a golf course, and we'll be sending you your card, your gift certificate in the mail. And thanks for listening and thanks for playing.
While the tourists are away, hotels are renovating. Ross's Appliances and Furniture has scored big and is passing the savings on to you. Hundreds of items, beautiful high-end tropical furniture, dressers, nightstands, desks, chairs, coa-framed art, banana leaf mirrors, and much more, all priced to sell fast. Ross's even has desks for your distant learner at home. Ross's on Mokawea Street in Kalihi. Ross's open 7 days a week from 8 to 6. Ross's will save you hundreds of dollars, and we guarantee it.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Steve DeMeglio, Senior Writer, Golf Weekend, USA Today. So when Tiger Woods is playing, you're on the course following him, and when it's time to ask questions, you're standing there in the gathering, looking him straight in the eye. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's it like following Tiger and then asking him questions about his round?
Well, it's always a treat. I mean, you're watching the best player that's ever lived in my time. And whether he's playing poorly or playing very well or playing Tiger-esque, it's always a treat to watch. And he has talked to the media more than I think the next five guys put together have talked to the media. Well, we always want to hear what Tiger has to say, but he got off to a really bad start here at the Zozo Championship at Sherwood here north of Los Angeles, but he picked it up yesterday. But he's got his eye on the Masters, so he's just working his way to the November Masters.
Yes, he certainly is. The November Masters, and then that, of course, is followed by April Masters, and we're just thrilled. But I to see him shoot a 66 after, what was it, a 76? Ten strokes better. Do you ever feel uncomfortable about asking him about a bad shot he had?
No. I mean, he's professional enough. He knows. And believe me, you know, there was that long stretch when he had those back problems that most of the questions concerned poor shots as opposed to good shots.
Yeah.
But he's professional, and he answers either way. Obviously, he's much happier to talk about a great shot. I think the happiest I've ever seen outside of him talking about his two children was after the Masters last year when he won, and I don't think the smile ever left his face when he got to the media center and talked to us. You know, he didn't talk to us on Thursday. There wasn't much to say. It was his worst round he's ever shot here in 49 rounds.
Wow.
And at Sherwood, he's won five times, and he's finished second five times in 12 starts. And so it was unexpected, even though he hadn't played in a month. It still was unexpected to see how poorly he played. And yesterday he shot 66, and he missed three putts inside 6 feet. So it could have been much, much better. But, you know, he's working on shots he's going to need at Augusta National. He's getting some reps that he needs. So it's an important week for him.
Now, I was wondering about that because he was using the draw so much. I think it was Brandel Chambly said on Golf Central that it looked like he was practicing that shot just for the Masters. That was more in the first round. And I thought, well, he wants to win. But then again, he doesn't get to play that much in competition. So when he's practicing, he's feeling the competitive pressures at the same time. Do you really think he's practicing for the Masters while he's playing?
Well, he told us after the round yesterday on a couple of holes. Not on every hole, obviously, but on the sixth hole, for instance, he said he was working on his tomahawk draw.
Got it.
Which is what you need at the 10th hole at Augusta National. He said six reminds him of 10. You have to draw the ball. You have to draw it high. So he's working on various. He's working on low draw shots he's going to need at Augusta. He's working on mid-height draw shots, and he's working on the high bomb draw shots. But more of that, he's doing that at home. But there's a couple holes here that do allow him to put his mind at Augusta National, and he's doing that. He's 12 shots back. There's no way he could shoot 60-60, and I'm not sure he'd win. This golf course is short for the PGA Tour size. It's soft, and there's no wind. So these guys are just going to bury the golf course. And, you know, Justin Thomas is 12 shots ahead of him, ahead of Tiger at 14 under. You know, I think, you know, Justin could play poorly and shoot 68-68, and that would get him at 22, you know, that would get him at 22 under, which means Tiger would have to be 20 under the next two rounds. So I pretty much think he knows that he can't win, but it's still an important week for him. He gets two more rounds here. He'll decide if he's going to play the Houston Open. If not, he'll go full bore getting ready at his place in Florida for the Masters. So he can still get a lot done, even if he doesn't win.
Yeah, oh, yes, absolutely. It's important playing in the pressure, and it's, you know, yeah, automatic four rounds was perfect. He said that he would see how he did this week and then decide about Houston. What are your thoughts on him actually playing Houston?
I'd say it's very little. I'd say 10% chance. One of the reasons is they've switched the rules for this November Masters. In years past, Tiger would go up there and he would play with his friend Mac, his other eye. He's not his coach, but he's sort of his quasi-coach. One of his best friends, he's a vice president in TGR. His name is Mac McNamara. And like last year, they went up the week before Augusta, and Tiger shot 65 after bogeying the first hole with a three-putt, and he played with Mac. Well, this year, you can't do that. The course is closed the week before the November Masters. So if Tiger wants to make his recon trip, he's got to do it next week.
Oh.
And he's thinking about that, but he can't take McNamara with him. So he's not really sure if he wants to go up there. He'd have to play with a member. He can't take Joey LaCava. LaCava couldn't carry the bag, his caddy. He could walk with him, though. So he's contemplating that. And so if he can't go to Augusta like he has in the past, he's thinking about Houston with the week before. But he's never played the week before the Masters. So it's a long shot. And I think his body will tell him more than his score here this week on whether he goes to Houston or not. But it is a chance. He brought it up unsolicited. It surprised all of us.
Yeah.
But again, he's never played the week before Augusta. So I'd say it's a 10% chance of him playing Houston at the most.
Yeah, interesting insight. Thank you so much for that. I'm going to kind of change a little bit here because Tony Finau, he tested positive at Shriners. He said it really got him. He could have played if he wanted to last week, but he chose not to because he was feeling so fatigued from the COVID. Now he's out here playing, and he's doing really well. He's 69-64, and of course he played for Turtle Bay here on Oahu, so the Finau family was kind of like here on the summertime, and everybody knows him on the island. Really in good spirits, it seems.
Well, I mean, as he said, he has a new respect for COVID-19. It's not that he didn't respect it. He was doing all the social distancing, wearing the mask, washing the hands a lot. He was, you know, taking it seriously. But then when he got it and it knocked him out, I mean, he said for 5 days the headaches were raging. He had so much fatigue, he didn't want to do anything. He lost his taste. He lost smell. He still does not have his taste buds back.
Wow.
And he's sort of bummed about that because he said he's a foodie. But he couldn't see his family. Obviously, he quarantined for 10 days in Las Vegas in a Las Vegas condo by himself. And when you don't have taste buds, you don't want to eat. And then when you're feeling sick, you don't want to eat. So he lost some weight, put it back on, though, when he got healthy. But he could have played last week in the CJ Cup, but he just said he wasn't ready. More so, his game wasn't sharp because he hadn't hit balls for 10 days, as opposed to his health.
Ah.
But his health is fine right now, he says, except for the fact that he can't taste anything. But he said the silver lining, and this was his words, the silver lining is he's definitely going to be able to play the Masters. Because there was a time during that quarantine where you didn't know if he could play in the Masters. First of all, you have to beat back this COVID-19. He is still testing positive, but that's from the dead cells, the dead COVID cells that are still in his body. But under CDC guidelines, he's allowed to play because he's no longer contagious and he's not running a fever and he's healthy.
Wow.
So outside of him not being able to taste anything, he's back to being Tony Finau. And obviously, his 64 yesterday showed us his game is back too. So
yeah.
He'll play Houston. He's going to play Houston the week before because he lost that week. Last week he was Shriners he lost and for preparation for Augusta. So he's going to play here. He's going to play here. He's going to play Houston, and then he'll be ready for the Masters. So like he said, you know, he can see how people can die from COVID-19. He's absolutely got a tremendous respect for it. And he just doesn't ever want to deal with that thing again.
No.
He said it was an eye opener and it knocked him down for 10 days.
And he's a big guy and a strong, healthy guy. All right. One thing happened that I thought was so comical. Jordan Spieth's dad is caddying for him. Mike Weller's mom passed away. Sad. But I guess from what we hear, Dad made the ultimate caddy error.
And it was fun. It was their fourth hole. They started on the back nine, so we've been on 13. And, you know, he stepped in right as Jordan was ready to pull the trigger and tried to remind him of something. No. Bear down. No. And Jordan stepped away and, you know, went back into it, hit the shot, and said, Daddy, there's only two things you cannot do as a caddy. One of them is to step in and say something when I'm about to pull the trigger. So And then Jordan told us that his dad's response was, well, I did it on 11. He didn't seem to mind. So, you know, I don't know. He just wanted to commit to the shot. I think that's what he wanted to say. That's what he did say. Commit to the shot. Commit fully. You know, and Jordan was right, ready to take it back. But, I mean, that's a great relationship they had. I don't think Sean will be doing that anymore. It sounds like Michael Grower will be back on the back for the Houston Open and then at Augusta. So it was funny. Jordan had a good laugh about it. I mean, a really good laugh about it. Sean laughed about it when we got to him after the round yesterday, and he talked about it. But, yeah, those two good dudes, those guys are.
Yeah, it was so funny. I mean, it's just, you know, I can't remember the old phrase, show up, carry and shut up or something. Isn't that the
show up, keep up, and shut up.
Yeah. but he was, that's such a cute thing. Dad was just being dad, just caring.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Steve DiMeglio, senior writer, Golf Week USA Today. Thank you for the insights. I wouldn't have seen that anywhere. Thank you very, very much.
You betcha, Danielle. Anytime.
Aloha.
Aloha.
The people who make this show possible. Rainer Overhead Door is now hiring an installation professional. So they train. You have to have mechanical ability, some. You don't have to be an expert. Okay, so give them a call. I know everybody's looking for a job. It doesn't, 676-3667. And Rainer people are really cool people. See the latest in garage door designs, by the way, at HawaiiDoor.com. That is HawaiiDoor.com at 676-3667. You can enclose your carport, give yourself some extra space and security and privacy. Aloha Power Equipment, they are having their moving sale until the store is empty. Shindaiwa and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Aloha Power Equipment is where you go for your power equipment needs. Waipahu and Sand Island stores, everything you need to weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. And that's Aloha Power Equipment and your Honda Superstore. What's worse than living with constant pain while not doing anything about it? So who do you see? Don't be scared. Call Dr. Jonathan Carlson. His number is 452-1379. His manner is understanding, with one thing top of mind, eliminating your pain. The Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic in Kailua, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. The number is 452-1379. Bayview Golf Course, beautiful Kaneohe, Oahu's best value in golf with the double-deck driving range, top tracer at each station, and socially distanced on the covered, by the way, covered driving range. So if it's hot or it's raining, it doesn't matter. On the course, there are fewer tee times for social distancing. You can, back on the driving range, you can challenge your friends in the virtual mode, or you can challenge your friends on the course. It's Bayview, Hawaii, bayviewhawaii.com. The number is 247-0451, because you need to get a tee time before you go to the course. And if you've got a flood or a fire disaster, call MD Restoration 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. They are totally COVID compliant. Mold remediation, flood, fire, dirty water, cleanup, carpet, upholstery cleaning. They do it all. And they're licensed contractors. It's MD Restoration, 528-3434. If you wanted to catch the show or parts of it again, it's at radiogolfclub.com. We stream off of there, so you don't have to listen necessarily. If you lose connection to the radio in places, you can always go back and listen to the show again. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and I just want to thank all the people on the show today for being so great. There's one tee time at Poipu at 11:40. Go there. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.